I think that what will happen is that spending is going to decrease. Over 50% of Canadians are saying they're going to spend less this year, where only 6% say they will spend more. So I think it based on what happens with the second wave as well.
Wow, that seems a little surprising when you hear of, you know, Microsoft releasing the Xbox, Sony releasing the PlayStation 5, Apple, a new iPhone that's out as well. I wouldn't expect a decrease in spending this year.
I will say to you, Chris, that if you are in the gaming business right now, things are just flying off the shelves. And that's an indication of people working from home, people who are inside, books, puzzles, all of that kind of stuff right now is getting lots and lots of sell.
Speaking of flying off the shelves, this pandemic has really shone a light on some industries we never really thought of, like trailers and cars are going out, you know, big ticket items like that, because people can't travel. Do you see that having a big impact on how people spend their money now? Will that continue? You know, building supplies, for example, have been in short supply.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm just going to look at myself for a second. My lease came up on my vehicle. I released a new vehicle in September. I have now driven 500 kilometers. So I'm not driving, and a lot of people are not. And we have that whole winter cohort now that'll be in Canada. They won't be going away this winter. And the impact there is positive for people who are selling recreation equipment. So, you know, the people who are selling snowshoes and skis, we have these people who are active, just not active in Canada. They're active in you know, Florida, et cetera. They're not going to sit around, and they do have some money to spend.
So let's talk a little bit about online shopping and delivery versus brick and mortar stores. What does that look like for the holiday shopping season?
Sure. So we're going to see obviously an increase in online shopping because people do have some more time. I think there's also that let's buy it now because there could be some shortages. That is not a gimmick. That's the real deal. There are still some supply chain issues. I mean, Chris alluded to one in building supplies, et cetera. And I think that the retailers who learn to coexist with an online presence are doing well. I think you don't count out bricks and mortar stores. I mean, people who have curbside delivery, they are also experiencing an increase in their sales.
What about Black Friday this year? Is it going to be the same? I guess we can't really have it the same. You can't have huge crowds pushing into Walmarts to get that TV.
Yeah, I'm no epidemiologist, but I think if you're punching a grandma for a TV, that's not really that
social
safe.
Distancing.
You know, I agree. You know, so what's going to happen? You know, if we were listening to a tape of 2 or 3 years ago, we would have said, rah, rah, rah. But that whole Black Friday thing has extended. It's no longer a one-day event. It's a week-long event. It's a month-long event. You know, you look at Amazon, what they did. They normally have their Amazon Prime Days in the middle of the summer, July 15th, 16th. And this year they moved it to October 13th and 14th. And like their sales surpassed $3.5 billion. And we're seeing the same thing with other online retailers who are not waiting. They are doing sales every weekend this month. So, you know, to your point, Black Friday will completely be different this year for sure.
Was that shift inevitable? Like, I think of here in Canada, it used to be Boxing Day sales were a big thing, and then it's like the Boxing Week blowout. So was that inevitable that Black Friday would try to get spaced out over that long period of time?
I think so. I think it's inevitable. But, you know, think about it. I think it hurts the brand. I mean, you know, when it was Black Friday, we had retailers who were bringing in special products, you know, for those days. To your point earlier, yeah, there were lineups, people wanting to get in. We can't do that now. But I think we've lost a little bit of the pizzazz of a Black Friday when it starts, you know, the end of October.